talk about the Din Safek Derabanan Lekula, and we ran out of time. I just want to do 10 minutes just to finish off one point, which I think is very important to know. And that is the Gemara has in Chulin on Daf Kuv Vav. We learn out from a pasuk in Parashas Metzora. It's really an Asmachta because it's not a Din D'Oraisa, it's only Din D'Rabanan. That Chazal instituted a Din D'Rabanan that a person should do Netilas Yadayim before eating bread. So this is the Din, and the Rambam writes based on a Mishnah in Maseches Yadayim, Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, where the Mishnah, the Rambam quotes the Mishnah almost verbatim. And the Rambam writes as follows. What if you have a person? So normally if you do Netilas Yadayim, you do everything right. Not so hard. It's not such a difficult thing to do. So what if the Rambam says, quoting the Mishnah, Mayim shenestapik lo'am nasa mehem malacha, or lo nasa mehem. Let's say you're not sure about this water. Was malacha done with the water or not? Im yesh bam kashir or sheim bam. You're not sure. Is this enough water really to wash your hands to do netilas yadayim properly or not? Im hein tahorim or tameim. You're not sure if this water was already used by somebody else. You're not sure if it's tar. You're not sure if it's tameh. Safik natal yadav, safik lo natal yadav. Or for that matter, says the Rambam, you're not sure if you washed your hands or not. You can't remember. You weren't paying attention. Did I really wash my hands for bread or not? Sveiko tar, shekola sveiko shebetaris yadayim tar. So the Rambam is quoting from a Mishnah in Yadayim, almost verbatim. However, the Rambam adds one case. The Mishnah says when you have all these kinds of sveikos in Netilas Yadayim, you're not sure if the water is tameh or tar, you're not sure if it has a shear or not, so it's good enough. The Rambam adds on one extra line. What does the Rambam add? The Rambam says, Safik natal yadav safik lo natal. That's okay. You don't have to go back and wash again. So that's an addition that the Rambam has that the Mishnah itself doesn't say. And why is that? So the Beis Yosef explains from Rabbeinu Manoach that the Pshat in the Rambam is because since the whole Din Netilas Yadayim in the first place is only midirabanan, so Safek derabanan lekula, and you have a right to rely on the fact that you're mesupik whether or not you did it, so you have a right to rely. You probably did. So that's good enough. At worst, you're only violating a Din derabanan, so Safek derabanan lekula, and that's fine. That's the way the Beis Yosef says b'shem Rabbeinu Manoach to explain Pshat in the Rambam. And the Ravid there, the Ravid there disagrees very strongly. The Ravid says, "Im kolze, even though we have this Mishnah that says that you're allowed to be mekel on a safek netilas yadayim, however, im yesh lo mayim lirchotz, if a person is standing right in front of the faucet and he's besupik, did I wash my hands yet or not?" Says the Ravid, "Amrina le kum rechotz vehotzi atzmacham in a safek. What are you getting involved in a shaila? Why are you getting involved in a safek? If you have water readily available, what are you going ahead and relying on the din safek yarban lekula if you can do it again?" So therefore, says the Ravid, I don't agree with what the Rambam says. The Rambam extends the din of the Mishnah. The Rambam says, not only do we say that Safik Shir, and not only do we say Safik Tami, Safik Tar is okay because it deals to Daim, but still, says the Rambam, also, if you're Safik, if you washed or not, that will also be Safik Yarban Lekula, and we have a right to assume that you washed and it's good enough to wash again. Says the Ravid, I don't know what he's talking about. So the Kesem Mishnah says, what's this Machlokas based on? So the Kesem Mishnah writes, well, we have a din. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah later on, the Gemara says if a person is not sure if they went to the mikvah or not. So we say, well, are you in a place, are you in a community where there's a mikvah? It's not like you're stranded on some desert island and you have nowhere to go in the mikvah. No, you're in a community where there's a very functioning mikvah. It's not so hard for you to do. So we assume, Hare mikvah lefanecha, there's a mikvah here, so why should you rely on the suffix? Maybe you went, maybe you didn't. Go back into the mikvah. So even though that's by a din d'oraisa, that's what we're talking about, that's where a person's really tamei and he really needs to go to the mikvah. Zava zava nidi yoledes metzora, one of the real people who have to go to the mikvah. So that's what the Gemara is talking about, and we say, Hare mikvah lefanecha. So the Ravid extended that. The Ravid said, the same way we find Hare mikvah lefanecha, you should go to the mikvah. So too he says, Benetilus Yadayim, no big deal. Hare mayim lefanecha. Why should he rely on Safed Yarban Lekula? Go ahead and use the water. Go ahead and wash again. What does the Rambam hold? Rambam holds, well, there's a major difference. Over there we're talking about Hare mikvah lefanecha. That's talking about a person who really needs to go to the mikvah. That's a din d'oraisa. That's a person who's really tamei. Over here, says the Rambam, we're dealing with the Safek Derabanan. Over here, we're dealing with the din of Netilas Yadayim. There's no reason to be so machmir. And the Rambam says you have a right to rely on Safek Derabanan Lekula, the way Rabbeinu Manoach explains it, and that's why you wouldn't have to go and wash your hands again, even though you have water that's readily available right here. Even though you have a faucet, you can turn it on. The Rambam would say, Safek Natal Yadav, you don't have to go back and do it again. So the Mishnah Lamelech has a kasha. Mishnah Lamelech has, I think, is a... I mean, the Mishnah Lamelech is always very sharp, but this is a... really, from out of left field. So the Mishnah Melech says like this. We have a psak in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Erevin. He says, Shulchan Aruch says, I'll read you the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch, it's in Shin Sadi Dalid. The Mechaber Paskin says follows. When you have Erev Chatzeres, so the whole din Erev Chatzeres is only din Rabbanan. Midderaisa, you're allowed to carry. Midderabanan, you have to make an Erev Chatzeres if you live in one of those kinds of situations where you wouldn't be allowed to carry Midderabanan. So what happens if you have like this? Safik Erev. Let's take Erev, which is what the Mechaber is describing there. Kagon. What kind of case is that? Safikim hayakayim ben ashmashas im lav. If you had an Erev that was there, an Erev Chatzeres that was there, ben ashmashas, and then later on in Shabbos it got lost, it's fine. So what if you're not sure if the Erev was put down on Bein HaShemashos or not? So says the Mechaber, if you have a case like that, Mutter, you're allowed to carry on Shabbos. Why? Why should you be allowed to? That's based on the Gemara, Safed Rabban Lekula. The whole din of the Erev Chatzeres is only din de Rabbanon. Since Erev Chatzeres is only din de Rabbanon, you know you put it down, you're just not sure if it was there, Bein HaShemashos or not. So since you know it was there, you have a right to rely Safed Rabban Lekula. But who? Says the Mechaber, Behu Shi'iyah Lo Cheskas Kashrus Kagon She'inichu Sham. Meaning, I know for sure that I put it there. I know for sure I put it there. I'm just not sure was it there, Bein HaShemashos or not. And therefore he says, that's the only time you have a right to be makel on Safed Rabban Lekula. In that case, Irabo Safed, that's where we could be makel. Aval, im lo ha'ya lo cheskas kashas, meaning, let's say the person's masupik, kagon, Safed im hunach sham, Safed. So, then we assume you're not allowed to carry. What does that mean? It means the only time you have a right to rely on Safed Rabban Lekula is what? Is when you know for sure you put it down, so there's a cheskas kashas, there's a cheskas heter that you're allowed to carry here, just we're not sure if it was there, Bein HaShemashos. You have a separate Safed. So over there, we have a right to rely on Safed Rabban Lekula. However, let's say the person wasn't sure if he put it down in the first place. So says the Mechaber, there you cannot be Mekel based on Safed Rabban Lekula. Why? What's the pshat? Why don't you say Safed Rabban Lekula there also? It's an Isser. What's the Isser? Isser the Rabbanon to carry. So this is what we said yesterday. So it's a little bit more than that. Mishnah Lamelech says it's more than the fact that it's just an Isser. It's more than that. What is the pshat? Why can't you carry? Because when you have a Safed Matir, right? It's pretty much what you're saying, but this is what the Mishnah Melech fleshes out. He says, what's the reason for putting an Erev Chatzeres? Because Chazal said there's an Isser to carry in this place. What's going to allow you to carry here if you put an Erev Chatzeres? Now you're not sure if the Matir was done or not. Well, if it's not here, you can't do it. If it is here, you can. So if Safek Hinichu Sham in the first place, if you're not sure if you put it there in the first place, then he says you don't have a right to rely on Safek Rabban Lekula, because a Safek Matir, you don't have a right to say Safek Rabban Lekula. That's the Mishnah Lamelech, that's what he quotes from Hilchas Erevin. You look it up, that the Mechaber says. He didn't add anything. So now he says, so now let's translate that into the Din Netilas Yadayim. Take, for example, just the Saber Sa'ozen to explain a little bit. So you take Netilas Yadayim, let's say by an Onen. So an Onen is not allowed to do any mitzvahs. He's not allowed to daven, he's not allowed to make brachos, he's not allowed to do anything. Big discussion on the Acharonim, is an Onen allowed to wash his hands before eating bread? Onen's allowed to eat. He's not allowed to have basar v'yayin because we don't want Shema Yimashech HaShulchan. He's going to get too busy with the meat and the wine, and he's not going to deal with the mace. But he's allowed to eat. He's allowed to eat other things. So he's going ahead, he's eating a sandwich. So should he wash on the sandwich or not? So half the Achronim say yes, half the Achronim say no. What's the machlokas? Why should he say yes? Why should he say no? Well, take another example. Should the Onid make a bracha before eating? Anybody know? Shulchan Aruch Paskins, no. Why not? Because an onen is not allowed to make brachos. What? Shouldn't be doing any mitzvahs. Okay. Right. So therefore, Rashi says on the Gemara, when it says an onen is not allowed to be mevarech, Rashi says it means he's not allowed to make any brachos before he eats. Fine. However, the problem is, the Gemara says in brachos, asur la'adam l'smalal mazel b'la bracha, and anybody who eats without making a bracha, birchas anen, is ki'ilu mal. So there's an iser on the food. So you're not allowed to eat it. So how am I allowed to go ahead and eat it? You're telling me an Onen is not allowed to make a bracha, but he's going to violate an Isser? We don't say an Onen is allowed to go eat pork on the day that he's an Onen. He's not allowed to violate any Isserim. He can't violate an Isser, the Reis Isser, the Rabbanon. So there's a problem. So how is he allowed to go ahead and eat without making a bracha? This is a big discussion. The Stechemet says these two things are Talis Abazet. If you say that an Onen is allowed to wash his hands before going ahead and eating bread, then you also have to say that he's allowed to make a bracha before he eats. Why? Because the din is, Asa lehenes malam azebala bracha, a person is not allowed to eat without making a bracha, and therefore, the same way that you wouldn't be allowed to eat, even ba'aninos, you wouldn't be allowed to eat without making a bracha, well then so too, you shouldn't be allowed to eat without washing your hands. And if you're going to say that you're not allowed to make a bracha, then you should also say that should follow that you're not allowed to wash your hands either. Right? Should be Tali Zebazet. That's what the Stechemet says. So in fact, some Rishonim say the Bahag disagrees with Rashi. Some Rishonim say, yeah, an Onen does have to make Birchas Hanenen. Onen does have to make a bracha before eating food. Obviously, it's not the way we paskin. We paskin in Shulchan Aruch how? We paskin that he does not recite a bracha before eating food. So that's a major problem. However, when it comes to Netilas Yadayim, this is a big machlokas ha'achronim, and the Achronim's, most of the Achronim assume that he does wash Netilas Yadayim, he just doesn't recite a bracha. Why is it that we assume you have to wash Netilas Yadayim? Forgetting brachas for a minute, but why do you have to wash Netilas Yadayim? Because we assume it's an Isser. It's not just a mitzvah midrabanan to go ahead and wash your hands before you eat. There's an Isser to eat bread without washing your hands. So therefore, an Onen doesn't have a license to go and violate Isserim just because he's an Onen. And since it's an Isser to eat without washing your hands before eating bread, therefore we assume that even an Onen would be mechuyev to do so. Okay, so what do you see? You see the Netilas Yadayim is a Matir. So now take that all back to the Mishnah Lemelech. The Mishnah Lemelech asks, you see from the Mechaber's Pesach and Ilchus Erev Echatzeres, what do you see? That anytime you have a Suffolk Matir, you don't have a right to be Mekel based on Suffolk Yerabban Lekula. For example, says the Mechaber, Suffolk Hiniach Shama Erev, Suffolk Lo Hiniach. I'm not sure if the Erev was put down in the first place. So that's a Suffolk Matir. It's a Suffolk whether I was ever allowed to carry here. In a case like that, the Mechaber says very clearly, unequivocally, that you're not allowed to carry because you don't rely on Suffolk Yerabban Lekula. So now take that to Nathilas Yadayim. If we assume that an Onen, for example, the Onen has to go ahead and wash his hands before he eats bread, why is that? Because the only Matir to eat bread is once a person washes their hands. Well, if that's the case, how can the Rambam say that Suffolk Natal Yadav, Suffolk Lo Natal, the Rambam adds on to the Mishnah and he says, not only do we say Suffolk Mayim Tarim, Suffolk Mayim Tmeim, Suffolk if it has a shear, Suffolk not is okay, but also says the Rambam, even if you have water right in front of you, you have a cup of water ready to go, but you have a Suffolk whether you washed or not, isn't that the same as Suffolk Yiniach Eir, Suffolk Lo Yiniach? Mishnah Lemelech has this kasha, I think it's a Bam kasha. How do you explain, what's the difference between Eir V'chatzeres by a Suffolk Matur there that were not Mekel, and the case of Netilas Yadayim, which is also a Suffolk Matur where we would be Mekel? Clear? So that's the kasha of the Mishnah Lemelech. So Mishnah Lemelech goes on and on, Kedarko. He brings many rayas where he asks many problems with this Rambam, and he points out that the Rambam Hilchos Mikvos makes it even more problematic. However, the Mishnah Lemelech comes up with a chiddush, and he says, I disagree with the whole premise in the first place. We read the Rambam and we said that the Rambam says, even if I have water here, and Safik Natal Yadav Safik Lo Natal, the person doesn't have to go back and wash again. Why is that? So the Beis Yosef said, B'Shem Rabbeinu Manoach, the Rambam didn't explain why. The Beis Yosef said, B'Shem Rabbeinu Manoach, the reason why is because Safik Darabban Lekula. Okay? So, if you say Safik Darabban Lekula, then you're left with a big problem here. Why should we say Safik Darabban Lekula where you have a Safik Matir? And that's why the Ravid said, what do you mean? How can you say Safik Darabban Lekula? If you're able to do it easily, you should go and do it. Said the Mishnah Lemelech, the Rambam's going to have to say differently. The Rambam's going to have to say that it's a separate din. By Netilas Yadayim, Chazal instituted a din that you have to go ahead and wash your hands before you eat bread. At the same time that they instituted the din, they said, according to the Rambam, they also instituted the halacha that if you're mesupik, whether or not you washed your hands, you don't have to go back and do it again. It's not midin safi d'rabban lekula. If it was midin safi d'rabban lekula, it's a safik matter, you don't have a right to be mekel. Says the Mishnah Lemelech, you have to say that this is a separate din. It's when Chazal instituted the whole halacha, the whole takan in the first place, they instituted also that you're mechuyev to wash the Netilas Yadayim, and if you're not sure whether you did, you don't have to go back and do it again, even if water is readily available. It cannot be based on the din Safi D'Rabban Lekula. As the Ravid asks, what do you mean? We have a din, let's say, Davash Yesh L'Matir. The Mishnah Lemelech points out, other Achronim say it also, Avnei Biluim has it in a tshuva. I don't understand. We have this din, Davash Yesh L'Matir, and we're not going to be mekel. What does it mean? When I have something that's batal b'shishim, batal b'something, right? So we know there's all sorts of qualifications how to be mevatal something. What if something is a davar sheyesh lematirim, meaning it's muktzah now, I'm going to wait till tomorrow, then it's going to become mutter, because tomorrow's not going to be Shabbos. So we assume davar sheyesh lematirim is not batal. Why is that? Rashi says, ad shetochlenu be'iser, tochlenu be'heter. Why should we allow you to eat it now be'iser when it's muktzah? Just wait till tomorrow. It's davar sheyesh lematirim, and tomorrow it's going to become mutter legamri heter gamer. No reason to allow you to violate an iser if you could do it easily otherwise. Says the Ravid, why should we assume over here that you should be able to rely on the din Safi D'Rabban Lekula and assume that you did on the Netilas Yadayim? The same way we would say Davar Sheyesh L'Matirim, we would not allow because Ad Shetochlenu B'Iser Tochlenu B'Heter, so too over here. Ad Shetochlas HaPas B'Iser Tochlenu B'Heter, go and wash your hands again, you have water here. So how does the Rambam explain? The Rambam agrees to that halacha. Rambam agrees that when you have a din d'rabbanan of davar sheyesh l'matirim, we would not allow you to be mevatel. So why should it be different? Says the Avnei Milum, you have to say like the Mishnah Lemelech's chiddush. That what? It must be. Even the Rambam agrees. The Rambam has to say the reason why Netilas Yadayim is going to be different is because it's not based on the din of Safik d'rabbanan lekula. The Rambam has to explain here that the reason why Safik natal yadav Safik lo natal, you don't have to go back and do it again. It must be because it's not midin safi d'rabban lekula, but it's because it's a separate din. And that separate din is that when they instituted the din of Netilas Yadayim in the first place, we assume that they also instituted a halacha that you don't have to go and wash whenever you have a safik, even if it's a safik matir. Even if it's a place where you're not sure whether you wash in the first place and you have water readily available, that's not a case of davar sheyesh l'matirim. That's not comparable to a safik matir by Eruv, and that would get out of all these Mishnah Lemelech problems. So I thought that was an important ha'ara to make, that when we talk about Safi D'Rabban Lekula, we have many exceptions, like we said yesterday. Perhaps a Safi D'Rabban Lekula wouldn't work in Negedus Chazik Yisura. Maybe Safi D'Rabban Lekula wouldn't work when you have an Isser. It only works when you have a mitzvah in D'Rabbanan, but in Isser D'Rabbanan, you don't have a right to rely on it. And number three, Safek Darabanan Lekula, another exception would be perhaps when you have a Safek Matir and you're not sure whether or not the Matir was actually done in the first place, so then we would not have a right to be Mekel based on Safek Darabanan Lekula, and that's why you have to explain some shot in Atilas Yadayim why that shouldn't fit into the same category as Safek Matir by Erev Echatzeres.